The Massachusetts Department of Fire Services encourages you to beat the beep. Carbon monoxide alarms have been required in nearly every residence since March of 2006. Did you know that the life expectancy of these alarms are only 5 to 7 years, depending on the manufacturer? Many detectors installed after the state's carbon monoxide law was passed are now reaching the end of their useful life and need to be replaced. One sign that a carbon monoxide alarm should be replaced is a chirping sound that sounds until the unit is powered off. This chirping sound will continue even after new batteries have been installed. Models with the digital readout will show an ERR or E09 or end message in the display. The purpose of Beat the Beep campaign is to alert residents that their carbon monoxide alarms may be reaching the end of their life cycles and should be replaced before the beeps indicate the end of the life of the detector. This public safety message brought to you by the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services, your local fire department, and your friends at WMFO.
And that's our very own Chris Major, who works for the Medford Fire Department. And if he doesn't have to work, you can catch his great show, Strike the Box, on Thursdays. Well, we heard the Jeremiahs with 25 O'Clock, and I just love their notes to this song. They say, that time of the morning that we've all experienced when your life suffers a key change. So that's the Jeremiahs, 25 O'Clock. Before that, we heard a brand new album from Kunla. 40 Pound Jeans was the tune there from River Waiting, and that will be out in mid-July for everyone to purchase. And we started off with Martin Bennett, and that was not called Home, that was actually Move, but I was having a little bit of trouble getting myself logged into Spinatron this morning. I don't know why. I mean, the coffee had already kicked in, but that's just life in the fast lane here. So we're going to hear one more piece from this album, which came out back in 2003, but really set the stage for what has come to be known as Celtic Fusion. This is Blackbird, which also features samples from Lizzie Higgins singing the traditional song, but a very untraditional arrangement. Contains part of What a Voice, sung by Lizzie Higgins. So this is Blackbird. And then next up, we'll hear from Nine Bach and the Heartstring Quartet, and I think something from Kate Chadbourne, too. Yep. All here on WMFO in Medford.
The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacle of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them. I will go into them. And I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
Yeah. yourselves from the clouds of brutality, corrupted hearts reign, and the world becomes a worse place on each passing day. All words of love are just lies when lies strangle reality. When pains swell with pains and fake gods suck people's blood, freedom, peace, fellowship, left alone is just words. Money captivated everyone, and people and humanity couldn't even see themselves dying away. All words of love are just lies when lies strangle reality. In the oratorio of blind eyes, compositions by unhearing ears, voicing the melodies smeared with blood. When you unhear, when I unhear, when we unhear, defecation from blood doesn't happen. In the name of freedom, in the name of peace, in the name of prosperity, in the name of belief, when the weapon's being fired and when you keep silent, when lies strangle reality. And when I keep silent, and when we keep silent, then hell invades the world. The easiness of unhearing, the comfort of unseeing, the looseness of benumbed by TV. When you become uncaring, to keep silent turns to complicity. All words of love are just lies when lies strangle reality. Continue to lie to yourselves, to convince one another, to become the same, to deny, to believe, and to turn a blind eye, to live without living, to be benumbed. Continue to fool and benumb yourselves, to disappear more and more when lies strangle reality.
It's 8:38. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and this is Celtic Dawn. That was Kate Shadborn with For Gratitude and Tenderness from her Well-Wishing Songs. Came out back in 2013 and is available from Kate. And prior to that, we heard the Heartstring Quartet. Lucky enough to hear two of the folks from the Heartstring Quartet, and that is Artie McGlynn and Nolik Casey. They were just in town at the Burn a couple weeks ago. by all means, we would say if you're in the area or traveling through Boston at any point, check out the Burren on the web. They've usually got some great artists passing through there, and they're right off the tee in Davis Square in Somerville. So that was the Heartstring Quartet with High Summer Waltz from Heartstring Sessions 2. Prior to that was Nine Bach from their brand new album Nyan in Your Voice, and we heard both versions of that Welsh piece, the first in Welsh and the second in English, and it's called Kivatha. And we started off, at first I thought we were going to hear the Blackbird, but I changed my mind at the last minute, and what we heard from Martin Bennett was Liberation from his last album that he was able to put out back in 2003 before he tragically died way too young. But that Liberation is based on the Gaelic psalm singing, which was preserved on the Isle of Lewis. So you heard, first of all, the psalm in English and then sung in Gaelic. So we've got some more music up for you. Neve Parsons and Graham Dunn. Then we'll hear from a new album from a West Coast group that started out here in the Boston area. And the lead person was well taught by the folks at the Boston Scottish Fiddle School. And then we'll hear from the Afro-Celt Sound System and another brand new album. This is from Andrew Finn McGill, Roots the Irish Fiddle, and recommended by none other than Martin Hayes, who I think we can all agree knows his fiddle work. So first up, Neve Parsons and Graham Dunn.
"'Twas the year before the rising of 1798. Lappin the blacksmith befell his sad fate. Tortured and slain by the crown's evil hand, for the making of pikes in defense of his land. And the neighbors he'd met by the old market stone, where they pieced out their linen, their plans to disguise. But the crown's Captain Farnan, he maintained her vile ways with the promise of silver to sweeten his spy. And it's cold blow the winds, oh Glen Nation, bitter the legacy. Sad are the days lie before us. Our brave Thomas Lappin is gone. The yeomanry came in the dead of the night. Farnan took pride in his task. They dragged out poor Lappin, and the neighbors they knelt and prayed for his soul as they passed. They tortured and flogged him, his comrades to name. And for 3 days their blows he defied. He is screams from the barracks at Belmont rang out. At the end of the fourth day he died. And it's cold blow the winds, oh Glenation, bitter the legacy born. Sad are the years lie before us. Our brave Thomas Lappin is gone. People despaired that the cause it was lost, as they laid him by Yarny's sweet stream. But the blacksmith of Carrif, his spirit lives on, forged hard in the people who stood by his dream. That each woman and man has a right to be free, in spite of race, colour or creed. Each woman and man, as all equal, should be. As you cut down the flower, you will scatter the seed. And it's cold blow the winds, oh Glenation, bitter the legacy born. Sad are the years lie before us. Our brave Thomas Lappin is gone. Our brave Thomas Lappin is gone.
Sweet Linden stand, I saw pretty Polly wringing her hands. The song that she sang made the whole grove to ring. My Billy has left me to fight for a king, and I wish the war were all over. I stood in amaze at the words that she said. I'll follow my Billy, whether living or dead. The notes that she sang were the nightingale's notes. The lark and the linnet, how they warble their throats. And I wish the war from my parents' eyes and away. I'll deck myself out in a young man's array, and at every company that I pass by, I'll ask of my Billy or where he does lie. And I wish the wars, and I wish the
Thank you.